Thank you for calling customer support. Ma'am, please have the email address on the account you're calling in about.
I guess it would be Perry Robert, P-E-R-R-Y, Robert 078@gmail.com. My name's Robert Perry.
Okay, can I have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
06070. I got my credit card statement here. And I have a question.
06, what was the rest of that?
What? The zip code?
Yes, you were breaking up.
I'm sorry. 06070, 06070.
Zero, 0670, okay? Can I have the first and last name, please?
Robert Perry.
Thank you, I'm looking for that name. Okay, not pulling up an account with that. Let's try the first six and last four of the card being billed, please.
You want the number of the card?
First six and last four of the card being billed.
First six would be 440066. The last four is 2909.
Thank you. Okay. Can I have the shipping address, sir?
388 Bushy Hill Road, Simsbury, Connecticut.
Okay, so I pulled up the account with that information, sir. Allow me a moment just to review to see what you have with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your patience. Okay, so I have gone ahead and reviewed this. I see this is for the keto gummies and the cleanse. You had a trial period. After the trial period ended, then you're going to rebuild the end of trial cost. It looks
the cleanse did not go through
on the order. Only
you're
the keto gummies.
You're talking ahead of yourself. I ordered the gummy bears, and you only had to pay $6.97 for the shipping. I did not buy the cleanse. I didn't even receive any cleanse, just so that we're straight on that, for $109.97.
Okay. I do apologize.
That's all right. This is nothing to do with you.
So I'm showing that was the end of trial cost is what was being billed. What I can go ahead and do, sir, is I can go ahead and provide you with the 35% discount off of all future products for you, sir.
I'm sorry. I don't understand. What do you want
to do? I can go ahead and provide you with the 35% discount off of all future products.
Why don't you just credit my card? Why don't you just credit my card back, the 10997, whatever it is. Yeah.
Okay, well, I do apologize. I will be more than happy to see what more I can do. I do see you are eligible for a 50% discount. I can go ahead and place that on the account.
And you're going to leave this 10997 on? Is that what you're saying?
The discount would be for all future products for you.
But you're not going to be returning the 10997? Because if I want to order anything in the future, I have the number.
Okay, sir, I'm looking over the account to see what more I can do for you. And I do see you are eligible for a 75% friends and family discount. I can place that on the account for you for all future products, sir.
Yes. I don't think you understand me, son. I want the 10997 returned to the card.
That's the trial cost for the gummies, sir, but I'll get this canceled.
Not the gummies. This isn't for the gummies.
Yes, sir. The 10997s and the trial cost for the gummies. You had a trial period for just a shipping cost of $6.97. That was initially going to be a 7-day trial period. After that trial period ended, you were going to be billed the end of trial cost, which was the $109.97, sir.
I didn't even get any. I didn't even get any cleanse.
That's the end of trial cost for the keto gummies, sir, that you ordered.
Okay. No, okay. What I'm going to do
I'll
is
I'm
going to
call. I'll go and get this canceled out for you, sir. Please stand the line.
You what?
I am canceling your account out, sir. Please stay on the line.
You're going to credit back that money?
I'm working on canceling your account out, sir. Please stand
is
the line.
Is that the same as returning the money?
I am canceling the account out, sir. Please stand the line.
If that money's to be returned, right?
I'm canceling out the reoccurring for you, sir, for the account. That way you're not billed anything further. Please stay on the line.
No. I don't want to be billed for this. Because I'll
That's
call
the end
my
of trial
card
cost,
and they
sir.
Will stop it. They'll stop payment.
That is the end of trial cost as it was stated in the terms and conditions, sir.
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and get this canceled. I will go ahead and get your account canceled out. I will try to speak to my supervisor, see if there's anything we can do as a courtesy for that. Please stay on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I went and spoke to my supervisor and was able to get them to approve today as a courtesy a 35% refund back to the account.
How much is that?
It'd be a 35% refund on the $109, sir.
Okay. I've done with this and cancel the account.
Okay, I'm going to get that refund issued. Please stay in line.
Hello?
I'm still here. I'm working on your cancellation and your refund, sir. Please stay in line. Okay, so your account's been canceled out, and I have gone ahead and just finishing up the refund. Please stay in line. I'll have a refund confirmation number shortly. Okay, the refund has been issued, sir. I thank you for your patience. I refunded the $38.48. That's a 35% refund. That confirmation number is going to be 729-787-2374, sir. And then your cancellation confirmation number.
Say it again.
Okay. Your refund confirmation number is going to be for the $38.48, and that's 729-787-2374.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. And then the cancellation confirmation for it being canceled. I have that as well.
Go ahead.
It is going to be C like in Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be 156165.
165. All right. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anything else I can do for you?
No, this will be billed to the card. I'll see you on the next statement.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.